Shot Yedir Terry Master Test Tavis Toshin Pebes Rav Eli Cohen. Title of Shir is Ninth Tavis.
Morning, Rabbi Isaac. Good morning, Brishus. Just to continue from where Rabbi Eliezer left off, Rav Shlomo's not here anymore. Rav Shlomo's sofa has gone. Pity. I'm not sure now if it was when I got married or some years after I got married. I was living in Manchester and I decided to have my tefillin checked. It could be before the chasana. I was living in Kail here. And I went to Reb Shalom to have them checked. And he calls me up next day. Rebelli, I'm sorry, I have a problem. What's the problem? Under the dalad in the word Kaddish, there was a blob of ink. A previous sefer who had checked my tefillin some years ago was a shloch. And he'd passed his quill over my parashas and allowed a drop of ink to fall under the dalad. Looked like a hay. So can you scrape it out? Huh? B'sholem. Oh, I was just saying. From where the blazer left off. Some years ago, as a chosen, I came to you. Before my chosen, I had my tefillin checked. I think it was as a chosen. Or living in Manchester. And he called me the next day, Rebelli, I'm sorry, there's a problem. What is? The previous sefer was a shloch. And he passed the quill over the parashas and dropped a drop of ink under the dalad of Kaddish. Looked like a hay. He said there was a shaila. Can you scrape it out, Mr. Mal? Can you scrape it out?
I don't call it a shloch
anyway. Why couldn't you call it a shloch? What then? Call him an island, whatever. Nothing worse than a shloch, you know. Can you scrape it? You can't, because Shleike Sidron. It'll be Shleike Sidron. We took it to the Rosh Chaim Lebrocha, and he said, sorry. I've ever shab the ganze parasha. Was machshe, my tefillin, my save my life. Shkech, Rishonim. Okay. Pardon? You can't. It's Shleike Sidron. If you now put in the dalad, right, so you're writing that you're machshavet shleike sidron. You're writing the dalad right out of order after everything else is written. But the rest hasn't. Huh? Chaktoches. I know, but now you're being machshavet again. Okay. Tomorrow, Van Gzunt Nishtark is Asar B'Tevis. Aminig Yisrael Chazal Masakin is part of Aseidah Tfilah, Aslichas. And we say in Aslichas as follows. If you have a seder in front of you, it would be good perhaps to have a look. I should have mentioned before, I'm sorry. B'sholeish Makois, B'chedesh Hazeh Hikani. Three Makois, HaKadosh Baruch has smitten us with three Makois in this month. In fact, there is a Girsa Ba'arba. We'll see why in a moment. Bishmaina boy, on the 8th of Tevis, Melech Yavon in Sani, Lichtov Yasivon is yesterday. The Melech Yavon is Ptolemy HaMelech, as we know. Ptolemy thought with a P, silent P, Ptolemy the king, who was Be'emes, a Greek, but he was king in Mitzrayim. He insisted that the Torah was translated into Greek, and that was a terrible makkah. That's a shmuz on its own. Gimel Yom Shalcheshach Yardo La'elam Sichazal. When the day that Torah translated into Greek was Kayom Shenase Boi Ha'egel. Chazal write terrible things about that day when the Torah was translated into Greek. Thank you, Simpson. Thank you. That was on the 8th. Betisha Boi. Today, the 9th of Tevis. Torah, Torah, boy. It was torn away from us. Hanisin Imri Shefer, the one who gave beautiful words, who Ezra HaSefer. Ezra HaSefer died on Test Teves, terrible makkah for Klal Yisrael. Yemasiri boy, on the 10th day, Tsuva ben Buzi HaChezer, Yechezkel HaNovi ben Buzi HaChezer was commanded, it's the Poskin Yechezkel of Dalet. Ben Adam, Kesovlocho, write down et shem hayoim, et etzam hayoim hazeh, samach melech bobel, Yerushalayim, v'etzam hayoim hazeh. Melech bobel, Nebuchadnezzar came along, and they seized Yerushalayim on this day, on the 10th of Teves. And note, it says in Pasuk twice, etzam hayoim hazeh, Chazal learned from there, it has to be on that day, it will be Deuches Shabbos. If not for our Kana, we'll be Deuches Shabbos. It's the only time it's falling on Erev Shabbos, Taka, when we go from Tanis into Shabbos. The power of the words, Etzem HaYom HaZeh. So that's happened, that was in Nevuah to Yechezkel, and Chris Baruch said, make this into a special day, so to speak, and therefore Asarah Tevis be fast for the beginning of the siege of Yerushalayim, the beginning of the downfall of Yerushalayim. Later on in the Slicha, we say the Lashon Patzti al Arbaton, which Mashmalo was four. It's also a pasuk in Yechezkel Lamed Gimel. There, the Navi says, Vahi devar, Vahi bishte esri shano ba'asiri, 10th month, Vachamish alocheresh, on Hei Teves, Bo Eli hapolit mirushalayim lemer huksahir. Yechezkel ben Buzi in Bavel, they were informed in Bavel of the Churban Yerushalayim on Tisha B'Av only on the 5th of Teves. We have halacha with Averus Echmal Nitzan when it's a Shmur Rechoka, once it's Shiva on that day of the Shmur, and therefore Chazal and Mesakin as well on that 5th day of Teves, Atanik, that was the day when Klal Yisrael and Bavel hold about Churban Beis Hamikdash, Churban Yerushalayim. Okay, so we have at least we have the 3 days. We have Ches Teves for the Torah translating Das Yevonis, which is a Makkah. We have Tes Teves, which is today because the Misa of Ezra HaSefer, and we have Yud Teves, the Samach, the siege of Yerushalayim. This is based on Gemara, Brisa, and Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches. And in Shulchan Aruch, we have as follows: we have two halachas in Shulchan Aruch. We have in Siman Tov Kuf Mem Tes, which is Hilchas Tisha B'Av, beginning of Hilchas Tisha B'Av, Lisano is Dalet Semes to fast the 4 fasts of the year. Chavim Lisano is Tisha B'Av, Yud Zayin Tammuz, Gimel Tishrim, Yud Teves, V'bnei Hadvorim, Horoim Shiru Bahem. Bad things happen for Klal Yisrael on those 4 days, and therefore we fast those 4 days. That's one halakha. In Simon Tov Kuf Mem Tes, Chayovim Lis'anois. Then we have in Simon Tov Kuf Pei, titled Yomim Shemis Anim Bahem, no Chiyav, Yomim Shemis Anim Bahem, days on which it is perhaps a good thing to fast. Elu Hayomim She'iru Bahem Tzoris La'aviseinu, V'rayu Lis'anois Bahem. And it's the right thing to fast. Besides rights, he doesn't have anybody who fasts still for these days. And this is based on Megillas Tanis, a Brisa Megillas Tanis, which goes right through the year, highlighting all the days in the year where various sorrows happen to Klal Yisrael. And he writes, Beches Beteves, Nikhtva, Hateru Yevonis, Bemeitalmai HaMelech, Hoyecheshech Pa'elam Gimel Yomim. Betes Beteves, says the Hamachaber, Loineida Ezohi Hatsara Sheira boy. Unknown, we don't know. We don't know where Chazal the Kaveh Tanis on the 9th of Teves. So these are days which are not Chiyuvim to fast, but royal Isanis from the Gilas Tanis, and Mechaber writes, Loineida. And this is the Torah, quoting from the Bahag, based on the Gilas Tanis. Mishmura writes on this Sifkotan, Lo Yinoida, Ubishi Lichos Shalonu, in our Lichos, it says, Shemes Ezra HaSefer, which is a Kolboy, in fact. Sources in the Kolboy. In the Megillas Tanis, interesting, it doesn't write Lo Yinoida, it writes, Lo Kosvu Rabbeisenu Alma. Doesn't say we don't know why. Our Rabbi Seinu did not write the reason for it. A bit of an interesting nuance in the Loshon. Now, in the Sefer, in the Perush Iyun Tefillah, you know, in the Siddur Oitzah Tefillos, two Chalokim on our Heiliger Siddur. So in the Perush Iyun Tefillah, on the Salicha, he asks 3 questions. Number 1, he asks, If taka, as we know, as we say in Seliches, mishum we fast, it's a day to fast, because Mes Ezra Sefer Tes Teves, the word we write, so it should write it, right, Claw? What's this loy noida and loy kosvu? Why not? If we have a good reason, that's the reason. Why is it all sort of hidden? Number one. Number two, he asks, Le matzon, we don't find shegozu chazal tanis al shum misat tzadik chutz megdali ben achikom. Gedalia, same Gedalia, we have a fast because, as we know, it was sort of the beginning, it was the end of the end, if you like. Yeah, Gedalia was the last sort of hope for Klal Yisrael to rebuild Eretz Yisrael. That was destroyed, that was final churban, so we fast. But otherwise, le matzonu, that we find shum adabah the chassidim fakeb misad tzadik esacha ayoyim simcha. Yeah, we don't find any sort of gezeira by Chazal. So mapitom, why suddenly by Ezra Sefer we make a tarnis? And number three, he says in the loshen in the tefillah in the slicha, he says a loshen there. Zo amti. I am angered when it comes to this yom test tevis. I am angered. I'm prepared, thank you. Zayamti, I am angered, Betisha boy, on the 9th, Bechlimo vochefer. You know, with shame. Chefer is another word for cherpo, shame and embarrassment. Why should the death of a tzaddik be a reason for shame and embarrassment, he asks. You know, these are three questions he asks. Now, on the second question, why should Chazal make a fast more by Ezra HaSefer than other Gedolim and Tzaddikim, he does suggest answers, and for that we need to learn a bit of history and learn who and what Ezra HaSefer was. Ezra HaSefer came to Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't the sort of the first Aliyah from Babel. He was the second stage of Aliyah from Babel. He stayed behind at the beginning to be with his Rebbe, Baruch Benir, Tom of Yirmiyah Novi, and get as much Torah as he could from him, from his Rebbe, before his Rebbe died. He was part of the Shivas Tzion, coming back to Eretz Yisrael. And he was the one who was making a Mekayim. He established, and he gave sort of structure and permanence to Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael in that difficult era of rebuilding Eretz Yisrael and building of Bayis Sheni. And he brought much Torah and Takonis to Klal Yisrael. He stopped the intermarriage and assimilation, your problem with the Samaritans. He did a lot for Klal Yisrael. So you could say, okay, there's a good reason why the death of Ezra Sefer at that time was so meaningful that they fixed the Tanis. So that question perhaps we could get round. But the main problem is, very good. So Shreib, say so. Yeah, if you know, it's a good reason for a Tanis, then say so. Write in Megillas Tanis, write in Shulchan Aruch. What is Loi Neida or Loi Kosvu? There's something hush-hush going on here. The Lashon HaBahag that the Tur quotes, who was quoted in Megillas Tanis, has an interesting Lashon. He writes, Betisha boy, leikosu Rabbi Seinu almahu. U, boy bayoin, mes Ezra HaKohen. He doesn't say that the reason for the Tanis is Ezra. Leikosu, pause. And it happens to me as well that Ezra died. So we see again that there's something else which is hidden here, yeah, which is apart from Ezra HaSefer's Petir. In that Perush Ian Tefillah, he refers us, tells us, advises us, he doesn't quote, look into Sefer HaIbur, the Rebbe Avraham ben Chia bar Chia HaNossi. So now this Baruch Hashem, we have Rabbi Google, we have Hebrew Books org, we have it's whatever. So we have all these Sforim, Baruch Hashem, come out at our fingertips. So I researched, I looked up this Sefer. This Yid lived in the year 4883, roughly, in the 12th century. And he was Spanish. He was a mathematician, an astronomer, a philosopher, and a Gaon and a Tzaddik. on the Shablat, on the front page of the Sefer of our print, which is printed in London in the year 5627, he writes, Ne'etak, I have copied this, mi beis ginzei hamelech, asher be'ir hachochmo Paris betzorfas. This has been copied from a manuscript which is in the king's treasure houses in Paris in Tzarfas. Umi beis oitzreis bodli be'ir hamululo hamhulolo Oxford be'Britannia. In other words, he found it in the Bodleian Museum in Oxford, which was copied from some Ginzim, some manuscripts in Paris. And they want to sort of explain this is authentic. And this tzaddik, this Rabbi Avrom Barabachia, was a mathematician. Sefer HaIbur is all about the calendar. All about, he was a gaon in the calendar. And he works out for us as follows. We are in the secular year 2021, which is CE, or they say AD, Common Era, Anno Domini, the year of the Lord. In other words, they believe, they say, that their Lord, Yoshki, Yeshu, Yemach Shemoi Vizichroi, Yeshu, Yemach Shemoi Vizichroi, or his name was, we know, Jay, and he was born in the year then, and we are 2021 years hence from then. If we, therefore, take away, subtract 2021 from 5782, we come to the year 3761, which is Dalad Alothim Tovshin Samachala, 4000, in the 4,003761. According to his Cheshbonus, he works out that the 25th of December in that year was Testaves. And that's why they fixed the Tarnis. It was the day when Yimach Shemei was born, the Mesis of Madiach. Therefore, to celebrate, so to speak, to his birth and the destruction he caused for Klal Yisrael, obviously not at the time of his birth, because it didn't develop till he was 30, whatever it was, till he was later on in age, when he began to formulate and spread all his beliefs, etc., and his disciples spread it for him. But that's what we are talking about. That is the reason for the Tanis today on Testaves. Of course we understand why Loi Koslu, they didn't write it. Of course, it was dangerous to write it down. And Loi Noida doesn't mean not known. They did know, but people, the general populace, didn't know. But the reason is because that was the day of Leidas Yeshu. Therefore our questions are answered. That's one mahalach in Testaves and in the Loi Noida. It so happens Ezra Sefer also was Nifta, but that fact wouldn't be the reason for the Tarnis. Chazal wouldn't have been Masaka in the Tarnis just because of Misas Ezra. Helik HaChasen Sefer takes us in a different way, perhaps more Alpi Drush. So again, to highlight the godless of Ezra HaSefer, we find in Gemara Sanhedrin. Gemara says, Ro'oi hoya shetinosein Torah alidei Ezra HaSefer. The Torah, Ezra was fit to be the right person that Torah should be given through him. Lule, if not for, shekodma Meshe Rabbeinu, that Meshe Rabbeinu sort of preceded him in time. Which sounds like, well, just because Moshe Rabbeinu was there first, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was the shliach to give us Torah, otherwise it would have been Ezra. That's not quite, doesn't quite hang together. And the Gemara carries on. Therefore, Pekein, and even so, even though that Ezra was not the one to be Nosein HaTorah, Nitzno Kesav Al Yodoy. The Kesav, the writing, was given through him. What Peshat, we'll see in a moment, Masatad Ishmael. But Chazal are connecting Ezra to Moshe Rabbeinu, are putting them in a way on par. Say the Mefarshim, that just like Moshe Rabbeinu was the chosen Shleach by the Rabbeinu Shleilam to bring to us Torah Shebeksav, Ezra HaSefer was the Shleach to bring to us and open for us Torah Shebalpeh.
And if you research further and read further, right, you will see that from the time of Ezra HaSefer, that's when Torah Shabbat Peh blossomed and developed. Right? Talmud Bavli, Talmud Rishalmi, Mishnayos, etc., etc. Another Gemara in Sukkah tells us, Shebitchilo, Keshenichtakcha Torah Yisrael, when Torah was first forgotten for Am Yisrael, that was, right, the time of Golus Bavel, Olo Ezra mi Bavel v'yosodo. Ezra came up and was sort of refounded it, was miyasted it once again. So we see what a key figure Torah, Ezra was in making Ola Shel Torah, in being Mekayim Torah, and allowing Torah to continue, which fits in what we said earlier, why it could be a reason Taka v'chazal v'masakin etanis, punkt for Ezra, not for other tzaddikim. As we said, Ezra did so much more for Klal Yisrael as well. But most of all, we see, it's called Ezra HaSefer, a sort of scribe writing the Torah. He ensured that Torah would continue. What Pishat in those interesting words, although Torah wasn't given through him, the Afal Bekein Nitno Kesav Al Yodeh. So the Halakha from Sefer has a long piece on this in Parashat Shemois. In Teres Moshe, it's headed Ketzas Midrush Lichvoid HaTorah. Brings in, because it comes in sort of indirectly in the Pasuk there, so you've got a whole drosha on Kovod HaTorah. And this is where he sort of brings this in, obviously because it's the right time of year. Shemois and Tevis, etc. is the right time of year. And he explains for us the following. Until Ezra's time, the Kesav which we have in our Sefer Torah today, Kesav Ashuris, was not used by people. The original Torah written by Moshe Rabbeinu was written in Kesav Ashuris, and that Torah, that Sefer Torah, remained, they still had it, or they certainly had one Sefer Torah, which was in Amokim Gonuz, with the Kesav Ashuris. Everybody else's Sefer Torah was written in a different Kesav. Kesav Libuno. Different Kesav, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin. Different Kesav. Ezra now instituted that every Sefer Torah should be written in Kesav Ashuras that we have today. Another reason why it's called Ezra HaSefer. What's the vault? What's happening here? Chasam Sefer explains as follows. You know, there's Gemara in Menachos, famous Gemara in Menachos of Choftes. Choftes on my base. Omer Yehuda Marav, B'shoa Sholam B'Yishalam Aroyim, or Mishra Rabbeinu came upstairs to Shemayim, Motzoy LaKadosh Baruch Hu, he found LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheyeshei V'Kosher Kesolim Al Oseyos. He was writing the Torah, Kavayochel, and he was making kesar and the crowns on the Oseyos. Omer lefod Ribbono Shel Olam, he said to him, Mi ma'akev al yodecho? In other words, what are you adding here? You know, wasn't it good enough without this? Omer loy, Adam echad yesh, there is a person, sha'asi liyos b'seif kamadeiros, who's going to appear then in many generations, v'akivo ben Yosef Shemoi, Sha'osid Lidroish al kol koitz for koitz tilei v'tilin sha'alochis, who's going to dash on each of these tagim piles, heaps and heaps of halochis. And Mishra Rabbeinu asked, who is this? And Kriz Baruch showed him who he was, and the story continues. But we see here that there are in the koitz, in the tagim, right, there are tilin sha'alochis. In other words, in the Torah which we have, right, we know that every letter has sedes, whether it's smaller letters, larger letters, missing letters, extra letters, and the tagin, right, every bit of ink used, so to speak, in writing our Sefer Torah is kodesh, is mole sedes, and mole ruchnius, and mole much more Torah than there is in what we see in the Ksav. Before Ezra, Teresh Bal Peh was quite common. People knew Teresh Bal Peh. It was passed down Bal Peh orally, so people knew it until the Churban. So people didn't need to have that Kesav Ashuris to remind them of Teresh Bal Peh. They knew it. However, when it comes to Churban and Galus, like Rebbein HaKodesh now permitted himself to write out the Mishnayos, Teresh Bal Peh, although Be'emah Teresh Bal Peh shouldn't be written, he was Matir. So also Ezra and Sefer decided, because Teresh Bal Peh is going to become forgotten now due to the Galus and the Tzaras, therefore I want every single Sefer Torah to be written B'Ksav Ashuris, that all those Ramazim are there. If somebody is great enough, he can look at the coats and the tagging and the letters and learn Teresh Bal Peh from it. That's why Ezra Sefer instituted that Torah, every Torah should be written B'Ksav Ashuris. Along comes Tolmai HaMelech yesterday. And he insists that the Torah is translated into Greek. And for some reason the Eden succumb and give in to his request. It's in Sani, the Lashon of force. They weren't happy to do so, but obviously he had some authority, some power, and they were forced to do so. But what's happened now? That beautiful Torah with all the Ramazim of the whole Torah Shebal Peh sort of staring at you is all forgotten. What do you have? A simple translation, the most superficial meaning of our Torah is there, B'Ksav. And this is what many people now read and learnt and had. It's an easy to learn. Easy to take an art school Gemara and then schwitz over a blot. Chas v'shalom, not to denigrate Chas v'shalom, yeah? But it was easier for them. And therefore that's the Torah they had. And says the Chasen Sefer, Umi'oz hochel ha'apikorosis lismeitzetz. That's when Epicurus and Hellenism began. But the Ovu Shuv Shmaya lekel divri chazal lepei rishen. They weren't interested in hearing any more other pshotting. Oh, the Torah says, don't do this or do that. That's it. We don't need all your extras. So all that beauty of the Torah became forgotten. Understand why? But says the Chasen Sefer, now, to go back to Megillas Tanis. Megillas Tanis, the Loshen is again. The Loshen Megillas Tanis. The Ches Peteves, Nikhtavoteri of Onis. So what happened? All that which Ezra wanted is now forgotten. Yeah, Ezra wanted Faket to have a Teresh Bal Peh with all the tagging, to be open to everybody, to be able to see the beauty of Bal Peh in the Torah. And now, that was all forgotten. All Ezra's Eiftu, all Ezra's sort of, what he brought to Klal Yisrael was forgotten. Says the Chasen Sefer, this is Peshat in the Megillas Tanis. Bekes Betevius Nichtav Teri Yevonis. And Betesboi, when we should mourn for Ezra HaSefer, the loss of such a God, what he brought to us, they made anymore. People didn't know, people didn't care anymore about the death of Ezra HaSefer. It didn't mean anything to them anymore. That's the Chasen Sefer learns Peshat. Yeah, Leineida, the reason for making a Tanis for Ezra HaSefer's Patira, what for? Manish Tana him to any other bloke. They didn't see anymore the godless, yeah, the beauty, the Eiftu that Ezra HaSefer had done for Klal Yisrael. That's where he learns Peshat. Not Peshat, we didn't know. That it sort of became lost amongst the people. They weren't interested anymore in what Ezra HaSefer had bought for Klal Yisrael. Ashrei HaMatir B'Chalkeinu, we have a Torah, Teresh Botzav, Teresh Bal Peh, you still enjoy it.